It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
A little something I put together, $100. Yes, sir. But it's real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him something. Skin to skin, bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the third edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Danny, aka Mr. Maroon, and I am going to be honest, I had some difficulties with this pod because I recorded this several days ago now, and my first attempt, I recorded before that, and it didn't work. Like, the whole podcast had no audio for some reason. And then the second attempt I did, I got the beginning. I had this, baseball thing that I talk about, this portion. And then I paused it, and I came back from the pause, and for some reason, I sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks. You remember that? You know what I'm talking about? Doot, doot, doot. Like, everything was high-pitched. I have no idea what happened. I guess maybe me pausing it and getting up, it, loosened the cable. I have no idea. Anyway, so I had two attempts fail, and I think one of them I recorded for, 2 hours. So I'm laughing now, but I was pretty devastated. So I didn't get out the recording because of the technical issues, which is hilarious because I'm a technician. It haunts me everywhere. Everywhere I go, it haunts me. And so, so this podcast was a little delayed, and I know I haven't gotten one out here in a minute, but I'm going to change that. I have a slew, that's right, a slew of podcasts coming. I got someone with my co-captain, Mr. Sean, Mr. Co-Captain Maroon, and got some also more rants that'll be about, and just, what do you call it, observations and stupid comments about old games that I'm debating, because I've been taking notes these last few weeks, people. It's not like I've been just sitting here hibernating. I just haven't had time to record and edit. But now I do have some time. Now I'm just ranting about my life. Who fucking cares, right? But I have notes from the last couple weeks of football, and I think I have some basketball and stuff, and I'm debating just doing it, recording it anyway, even though it's weeks old now. I don't care. I think I'm just going to do it. So let's just get into what this episode's actually about before I just start waxing poetic about my life and, oh, he's busy. He can't record a podcast. Shut up, white guy, with your first world problems no one cares about. We're going to talk a little week 7 football in this podcast, which, again, I know is delayed, but I told you why. I'm so busy. Oh, my God. I have a full-time job and no girlfriend. So I know it's delayed for you five listeners. I know. But we're going to talk about week seven NFL. I'm going to be ranting a little bit about the subscription model, which I just love. And also why the Niners can't beat the Chiefs. So, yeah, should be fun. Buckle in. Take us away, philosopher.
100 bar, boy. Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
All right, well, I think this is gonna be my third time recording this. So I really hope third time's the charm. So here we go. You might even notice that the lighting looks different and everything, different shirt if you're watching on YouTube. Because, yeah, it's a different day. Yeah, thanks, technology. Once again, technology has let me down. It has let us all down. And AI is going to fix everything. All right, getting off track. Here we go. Let's get to the, I mean, this is the meat of these sports podcasts, I feel like, is the football. And here we go. Week seven, NFL. I know week eight is already begun by the time this podcast is coming up, because it took me a while to record this. But again, thank you, technology. But I digest. So let's start with week seven NFL, Thursday night football, Denver Broncos, New Orleans Saints. And I got to say, starting out, Nicks, the Broncos quarterback, was driving me crazy in this game. He couldn't make the simplest throws. It was like way more than just his happy feet, the Alex Smith happy feet, which he does. He actually had the mobility to escape some rushes. Look at him go. But then he would just miss these easy throws, and it's a combination of inaccuracy, horrible, horrible inaccuracy, like Pop Warner level inaccuracy. Like he couldn't hit water if he jumped out of a plane over the Pacific level of poor accuracy. But then you pair that with the fact that he doesn't stand in the pocket and take the hit. Get the throw off with the feet planted like two statues, bruh. Like two statues. I mean, those feet better be planted like a fucking ficus plant. You know what I'm saying? A ficus. Focus. Ficus, fuck us for having to watch these two horrible quarterbacks on another exciting edition of Torture of Al Michaels, brought to you by Amazon, only on Thursday Night Football. Woo! Did a little Ric Flair at the end there. Felt right. Ric Flair drip. So I watched every snap of this game. Painfully. The Broncos defense was flying around. I got to say, they were getting to the Rattler, as I was calling them, for New Orleans, for Nolens. Several times they were getting to him. And there was this one play where they blew up the spot in the backfield like 800 times in one play. I mean, they had more people in the backfield than a fire drill. And when I wrote that, that made a lot of sense. Now I'm thinking about it. If you work in a place that's like there's two people and there's a fire drill, that joke doesn't really land. This is a stupid joke. It just works where I work because if there's a fire drill, there's a shit ton of people that have to go to the field. All right, moving on. They, as in the Broncos, just look like the far superior team. They weren't afraid of the Rattler. And the game was already over, but then Denver solidified the win with a fumbleception, a interfumble. It was one of those plays where like the quarterback is going back to throw and he hasn't moved his arm fully forward fully, man. Fully. And he gets hit, right, as he's throwing the ball. And you could have called it a fumble, but the defender caught the fumble in midair. So it doesn't matter if you call it a fumble or an interception. So do you call it a pick-cumble? A pumble? What about a fick? We'll go with fick for now. Let's go with fick. All right, then. Well, moving on to the Sunday morning games, which, by the way, that's most of football watching, if you really think about it. You know, there's usually 8, 9 games, sometimes morning games. I think this time there was, 6, 7? That's the bulk of, you know, these notes for football is these morning games, because the afternoon game is usually the Niners, and I am oftentimes, understandably, hyper-focused on the Niners, and maybe it's kind of a good thing for someone like me. I'm biased that there's only, you know, 4 games in the afternoon, but yeah, if you're like a football junkie, you're like, oh man, I need more, you know, it's not a good breakdown, but for me, it's great. Have all the morning games early. I can do the red zone thing. I used to do the Octobox, as they called it, when DirecTV used to have it. They got rid of that. Just don't get me started. You got me started. All right, so we're going to go to Tennessee Buffalo, and these are my notes on this game. This is going to be a low-scoring defensive game. Even though Buffalo should be attacking them Titans on the ground, it seems they want to pass. Like that disgusting side your aunt brings to every Thanksgiving. Yeah, they want to pass on that, which is nucking futs, because the Titans are good at defending the pass. Play your opponent. God, I don't get it. And then finally, Allen makes a couple throws in the second quarter. They run it in with Cook, and it looks like the Bills just wanted to spot the Titans the first quarter. They're like, here you go. We'll give it to you. And then we'll figure it out. Moving on, Miami versus Indy. I heard during the brief times they cut to this game that Tua is coming back next week, which he is, it sounds like, which is exciting for Dolphins fans. But I say screw that. Give the keys to Huntley. Let Tyler Durden drive. You know what I'm saying? His name's Tyler Huntley. You have to get the first name to get my horrible joke. I cannot believe Tua's coming back. It's insane to me. Does this guy have to die on the field before we go, oh, I guess he shouldn't have done that? I mean, it's ridiculous that he's coming back this year. I thought he would just take this whole year off. All the concussions. If he gets hit one more time with a concussion, does someone have to come in? Does Roger Goodell have to come in and say, no, dude, you are not playing football. You're done. We're done here. Okay, so moving on. Anthony Richardson is driving, has a nice third down run for a conversion. They're down a score, and he fumbles a handoff, kicks it around for a little bit. And then there's this brief moment where it looks like AR, as they call him, could have fallen on the ball. And instead, he tries to do this like stumble, bumble, and run thing where he's trying to pick it up and run. And it's just like, dude, just you're trying to do too much, right? Just fall on the ball. And instead of pulling, you know, the anti-Cam Newton, as I'm calling it, just fall on the ball. He tries to do too much. And at least they could take a terrible play and not make it more terrible and get a field goal out of it, you know? But ended up not hurting them long term. Spoiler alert for this game that's now a week old. But yeah, we're going to move on to Detroit.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So Detroit early on, went for it's a fake punt. So tricky, those purple people eat us. Unless it's on your own 30, and it's 4th and 7. Maybe not the greatest idea. Oh, also it was the opening drive of the game. Yeah. I don't think those drunk, rowdy Minnesota fans with their boom, boom, skull, boom, boom, skull. Yeah, I don't think those fans who have an undefeated team and think everyone thinks they and their team are overrated or not that good, I don't think you need those fans extra motivated. I'm just saying. And then what happens? Minnesota in 2 plays gets a touchdown with Aaron Jones, the tone setter. And so, yeah, I think that was a mistake for Detroit to do that. Then Montgomery gets hurt, and the Lions after that have a pre-snap penalty on 4th and inches where they were going to go for it again on their own side of the field. And I think that's kind of the problem with going for it in 4th down or going for the fake early on and super early in the game. You almost kind of have to go for it every time now. Like, you're kind of locked in. So the Vikings actually end up giving up a touchdown, their first time allowing a touchdown in the red zone all year, which is pretty crazy since we're like halfway through the season now. And it's a nifty play to the Lions Gibbs. And I hate to say it, but for a play, he looked like Barry Sanders. He looked like Barry. For a play, he looked like Barry. And no, not the crazy murdering person that the guy from SNL plays. No, Barry Sanders. Because he fakes out this defender with like this head fake and then change of direction. It was just chef's kiss. It was nice. And then Branch, later on, makes this beautiful diving interception, looking like Chris Cotta out there. And sometimes you remember, like, oh, these DBs, they're just wide receivers who want to hit people. Or they like ruining parties. I don't know. It's one of the two. I get it. I like ruining parties too. I just show up and I'm like, hi. They're like, party ruined. Ugh, with your vibe. So the Vikings get super lucky early in the third. They had a fumble return for a touchdown by who else but Branch. Why don't you make like a tree and branch the hell out of here? Is what he said to the Vikings. But no. The Vikings wide receiver stepped out of bounds on review before the fumble. And I love this. And then I said, and that led to a dot, dot, dot. This is now the third time I'm recording this. This is now the third time I have not written down what happened to finish this drive. And I think it's hilarious. I'm going to leave it in. Again, I'm an idiot. I'm a maroon. So you'll be in suspense as I am. Because I have no idea. I'm assuming they got held to a field goal, but we'll never know. We'll never know unless you just look it up. Then we'll know. You'll know. I got to move on to Cincy Cleveland. The Bungles and the Browns started the game with a bang. Started the Week 7 weekend with a bang, actually. With a bang. With the Bungles returning the opening kickoff. It was a nice little toe tapping on the sideline, you know, touchdown to get in the end zone. I guess to get a touchdown, you wouldn't have to get in the end zone. So it's kind of redundant to say that. And in true Cleveland Brown fashion, they had a decent drive early, get you all excited. And then on 3rd and 4, they run the ball with Chubb. They gave him a little Chubb. Except the Bungles were ready for it, and they stuffed that Chubb. And it made me wonder, I'm sorry, I had to do it. And it made me wonder 2 things. One, were they planning on going for it on 4th down? Because who runs it on 3rd down? Unless, number 2, the Browns are just stuck with Watson, and they know he sucks. This is before the injury, by the way. But they are praying. Or they are praying. They are paying him. They're praying that he gets hurt, which, you know, spoiler alert. They are paying him way too much money. 5 years, $230 million. I'll repeat that, 230 milli. They are stuck with this guy. And then he looks seriously hurt. No contact injury is always bad. Never good. And you can just tell by his reaction too. And they showed the replay on the red zone a couple times. It was enough. I just, in slow motion too, it was hard to watch. If these players, they give up their bodies, man. And the least they could do is cover the spread. That's all I'm saying. Okay, moving on to Houston, Green Bay. Texans, Packers. And this game and the Minnesota-Detroit game are easily the best of the early games. And Houston does get an early gift in this game where Love throws a pass that could have been picked off two different ways from Sunday. And instead, they had to settle for a field goal, which usually isn't a good sign. And it was not. Houston, another spoiler alert, it was not. Yeah, jumping ahead. But then Josh Jacobs, he broke the drought. In this game, he scored a receiving touchdown. Most receptions ever. I think it was 200-something without a touchdown. Now broken. Good for him to get that shit off his back. Just, there you go. Go deal with that. Someone else. Let's go to Seattle versus Atlanta. So Atlanta, early on, had a couple false starts in a row, stalling an early first quarter drive, and it makes me wonder how a Falcon player can false start when Atlanta isn't really known for its crowd noise. Yeah. I mean, you're at home, you're on offense, and like, what, did the 100 people get a little too crunk? Come on. Senku missed a long field goal, which is super rare for him. It's like seeing a full harvest moon. Yeah, we get it, East Coast. There was a harvest moon. You know who didn't see it? Oh, let me check. Oh, everyone else. Look at the harvest moon. You go outside. Yeah, no, it's just, it's a full moon. Where is it a harvest moon? Oh, the East Coast. Oh, right, because the sun revolves around the East Coast of the United States of America. Got that off my chest. Bijan, every once in a while, looks like he's clearly the best running back in the league. Why doesn't he look like that every game? Have 100 yards and a touchdown every game. That's what baffles me. Like, they actually have a quarterback now. Not Desmond fucking Ritter. Ritter? I barely know her. Is this thing on? Bijan actually does get his touchdown later on in the second. And this makes this an actual game, which is nice. Then moving on to the last of the early games, Philly versus the Giants, the New York variety. And I wrote down early, which I think is hilarious, that this is a dangerous game for Philly because it's a game they should win. And Philly is letting teams hang around this year, which they are. And a big part of that is because Philly continues to not score in the first quarter. It's crazy this is still a thing. Like, I don't think it's a good sign going forward, the fact that they can't score in the first quarter. And by the way, they kept that streak going this game. Crazy. It's like they just are asleep the whole first quarter. Then they go, oh yeah, playing football. Huh. What's crazy is that also both starting left tackles are out in this game. And it just seems to be one of those low-scoring divisional games where they both know each other's moves like two boxes who have faced each other 183 times. That's right. I had to look that up. That is an actual fact. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants have played each other 183 times. That is a lot of football. Then Hurts, Jalen Hurts, on fourth down at midfield, drops a dime, like a Steph Curry dime, to A.J. Brown down the sideline for a touchdown right before the half. And the Eagles are starting to look like the Eagles of old again. They just need to figure out how to score in the first quarter. Wow. That's a thing. It's a thing. Now let's finish with a bang. I'm calling these the Avenger Endgame notes. Till Disney or Marvel sues me. But can you sue for a word? Avenger Endgame notes. Come on, it's just a word. Just a group of words. So I'm calling these fourth quarter notes here. Some of these are rapid fire. Some of them I might go into a little bit more detail. But let's start off with Seattle and Atlanta. I hate to say it, but Cousins does Cousins things. And he fumbles the ball at the start of the fourth. Seattle returns it back for a touchdown. And now Atlanta's down by 17. Game is over. Cousins is not a comeback kid. He's no Billy. And yeah, you know what? It held up. Atlanta did not come back because that is not who they are. Philly versus Giants. Not much to say with this game. Saquon, the revenge game, which, by the way, actually was a legitimate revenge game because that's the team that didn't want to pay him his prime deal, as I call it, because it's the deal after your rookie deal. It's like usually, almost always, the deal you're going to get the most amount of money. And the Giants were like, nah, go ahead, play the market. And even their owner was like, please don't go to Philly. Oh, I'm going to be losing sleep if he goes to Philly. Well, he went to Philly, and Saquon and the Eagles dominated the whole game. But was it really good Eagles or shitty Giants? Or both? I'm going to say neither. Houston, Green Bay. So, man, this was the other really good game. Texans, Packers. And at the end of the game, Stroud just seemed calm for the Texans, even though he was 8 for 18 for 75 yards with almost 4 minutes left in the game. And then Stroud rolls out on 3rd and 10, hits the wide receiver Hutchinson, looking like Clutchinson, am I right? Sorry, had to again. And they get the first down. They take it down to 2 minutes. But then it looks like they got a little conservative, took the easy route. Some of the simple plays, you know, the run, short pass thing only leads to a field goal. So now Houston is only up by one, and it is just set up 22-21, just set up on a tee for Love to drive down. New kicker, fresh off the street. Fresh off the block, new kid, new kicker is the hero. And he ends up being the hero. Love does almost throw a pick here to end the game. It hits.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's off three players' hands, and two of them are not the team he was trying to throw to. But he gets lucky, as I feel like he does sometimes. And he does make some solid throws over the middle. Got to give him credit. And he does drive them down into field goal position. And the Texans let McManus, again, a kicker off the street, off the bench, a veteran kicker. They do that dumb thing where they call a timeout right as he's about to kick. Like right as he is about to kick, they call a timeout. And it gives him the free practice kick with the stupid called timeout, last second mumbo jumbo nonsense. And he makes both, irregardless. That's a word, right? And Green Bay pulls out the nail-biter of a good game, 24-22 over Houston. Moving on to Cincy-Cleveland. after the Watson injury, this game was over for the Browns. Oh, who we couldn't. With Watson, it was over for the Browns. Detroit, Minnesota. Addison catches a dime from Sammy D to get those boom, boom, skull fans stoked. And they were only down 8. Then after the catch, they're at midfield. Everyone's going to focus on the late slide by Sammy D because it was late. And the player could have eased up and not thrown the bow. But Minnesota didn't go down and get a touchdown. They only got a field goal. And the defense, this is Minnesota, gets the punch and score, the good old Peanut Tillman special. And that's why Minnesota is scary, is because their defense gets turnovers, their special teams is good. So if Sammy D isn't terrible, you know, with JJ, I mean, how can anyone be terrible with JJ? And then when their tight end, you know, who's that tight end that's hurt? Hawkinson, I think. When he comes back, it's going to be lethal on offense. That's a lethal team. So it looked like Minnesota had this game in the bag. They got what looked like a Goff fumble, which was ruled a pass, but which is stupid. Either way, the Lions punt down by 1. There's only 4 minutes left. You think Minnesota, with that offense, they can run the 4-minute drill, right? Just milk the clock. And as Berman would say, that's why they play the games. That wasn't really Berman. It was something else. Something else entirely. And on third down, Darnold doesn't hit JJ after rolling out. And the Vikings do have to punt, leaving the door wide open for Goff and the Lions to stave off the comeback. And what does Goff do? He gives it to Gibbs, who's had a pretty good year. You know, might want to tackle that guy. And then he throws it to St. Brown, the sun god. And just like that, boom, field goal range. They take off some time off the clock as they need to, and then bring in Bates, who makes the money field goal by Bates Motel, another big-time kicker, another big-time kick by a no-name kicker. Jeez. Talk much, Danny? Moving on. Miami versus Indy. I'm so glad this game got a lot of play with the red zone late, because this kind of lovely edge-of-your-seat entertainment thrilling game was at a standstill 10-10. And AR is just trying to do too much. Anthony Richardson of the Colts just trying to do way too much. Ends up getting a field goal, and then Miami could have tied the game. And what happens? Miami's kicker, Sanders, misses. A little doink-tastic. Again, could have tied the game. And then AR does the thing he does best. Scrambles eggs. First down. Basically seals the game. Indy kicks another field goal. Goes up by 6. And Miami can't score if she was drunk and horny. Tennessee, Buffalo. Moving on to that game. Buffalo, everyone's survivor team, got saved. Buffalo takes a 2-touchdown lead late in the fourth. And when you're going against Mason, the red nose Rudolph, I think you can call that one a victory. Well, that's it for the early games, guys. And for the afternoon games, there wasn't much. I actually went to the Niner game at my buddy's house. He calls it the compound. It's not really his house. He's house sitting. But regardless, I watched the Niner game there. And by the way, at the compound, this house, it felt like the Winchester Mystery House. I mean, it was wild. There was this hallway that got smaller and smaller. I felt like I went into a Hobbit hallway. It's ridiculous. But yeah, for this game, this Niner game, we did everything we could. We ordered Lucky Chicken, as we call it, because we have to order chicken for a Niner game or any big sports game. We notice if we get chicken, seems to be the winning protein. We ordered the Lucky Chicken. We got red Gatorade. By the way, we got the Lucky Chicken from Tenders, if anyone's curious. We ordered red Gatorade, or not ordered, we brought red Gatorade. I wore my Patrick Willis jersey, throwback. Anytime I wear that, usually good luck. We did everything we could for this stupid Chiefs-Niners game. And what happened? I don't want to talk about it. That's what happened. I'm a Niner fan, and I don't want to talk about it. Do the math. But you already know what happened. So you don't have to do any math. But I'll do the math for you. The Chiefs won again. I'm so sick of this team. I never want to see this team ever again. I'm over it. Just some teams, you just got to go, we just can't beat them. It's like, do you want to join them? No, I don't want to join them. You can't beat them. You got to join them. I'd rather join a pit of electric eels at this point than join the Chiefs or have to watch another Niner Chief game. I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. Let's move on to the Monday night football game. And I say game, there was games, two games. And I was excited going into this because at least we have quarterbacks we know going into this double cheeseburger of a doubleheader. Because we have Lamar Jackson versus the guy, you know him from the Progressive commercials. It's Baker Mayfield. That's one game. And then in this corner, the Chargers Cardinals, we have Justin. Don't call him a Herbert. No, he got the haircut now. Just call him Justin Herbert versus Kyler. I can't figure out why his team isn't better, Murray. I mean, seriously, look up his stats. How is a guy not contending for the playoffs or in the playoffs every year? I just don't get it. So yeah, I was prepared to watch both these games, and what happened? Subscription model happened. That's what happened. I couldn't watch both of these games because why? One of them was on a subscription model and one was on cable TV. Guess which one I have, because I'm old. I have cable TV. You guessed it. They won't even let you ponder. So yeah, I don't have the subscription thing. So I went to, where's the second game? Oh, right. Even though I have the sports channels on my old man cable model. Nope. No Chargers Cardinals. So that game ended up being terrible and I don't care. I mean, it's like good. It's what you get. I hope every game that's on a subscription model is just terrible. I'm over it. They should have like a football package. And I can't believe I'm saying this out loud because this is exactly what they're going to do. They should have a football package where you just get to watch every game. Fuck the red zone. Fuck this game's on ESPN. Oh, this game's on Amazon. You just go right to the NFL. You just go, hey guys, can you just show me the game? The thing is, they won't do it. They won't do it. All right, moving on. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, the game I did get to watch. So on the opening drive, 4th and 1, the Bucs sent a guy in motion, and they did that play where you hand the ball off almost directly to the guy as he's moving in motion, and it's really hard to stop. You almost have to anticipate that play and have like a defensive end or linebacker bounce outside, but the Bucs get the easy conversion to Jalen McMillan. It's a fun name, by the way. And it makes me wonder, why don't teams run that play I was just talking about at least once or twice a game? Fuck that. How about once or twice a quarter? It seems unstoppable. It seems like it's a really good short yardage play. There's that, and then there's that Chiefs play with Kelce. Like, it's a direct snap to him, and then he dives behind the fullback or the other tight end that can go in motion in front of them. I mean, both those plays seem kind of borderline unstoppable. I don't know why they don't run it all the time. They as in every team, but what are you going to do? All right, so Baker hits Evans on play action. And the things, you know, things I wish the Niners did, especially on first down, play action. But I digest. Hitting Evans is just hilarious, though, by the way, for the touchdown this early in the game, because it was the one player my buddy didn't need to score on it for his fantasy. I know I'm going to talk about fantasy for a second here. He showed me, he told me I didn't need this one player to score. He had Baker Mayfield. He was going against Evans. And the one thing he didn't need is was Evans to score. And I said before the game that he was more fucked than a drunk wedding. And what happens? Evans scores a touchdown right away. He needs Evans to do nothing. And Evans scores a touchdown 4 minutes into the game. My buddy can't even put his plate down that he made. Like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this nice little hungry man's Salisbury steak that I made. Watch my fantasy team make a comeback. Watch my fake, non-significant fantasy team make a comeback with my little Salisbury steak. And then boom. Hungry man that. Mike Evans touchdown. Game over. What's funny, he actually ended up winning. So he got to enjoy his little steak and he won his fantasy game. Good for you, Dan. Good for you. Going back to the game, does Lamar run the option RPO better than anyone? He waits so long before deciding to hand off the ball. Like, he just waits and waits and waits. And then when he takes off, it's terrifying. I mean, when you add that, and then you add Henry on short yardage and second half and lead carries, that's kind of scurry, speaking of Halloween. And now you add Zay Flowers. I mean, people forgot about Zay. Zay Diggs Flowers, as I'm calling him. He's going to start making plays. I mean, how does anyone stop this offense, really? They look like the best offense in the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The NFL. Or one of. I mean, come in. And as I'm writing this, Lamar gets sacked. And I'm going, typical Lamar. Doesn't read the blitz. Oh, and he gets sacked back to back. Back to sack? Sack to back. I like sack to back. Then they have to punt. Oh, and Zay Diggs gets hurt later on, which is just football. After he makes a really great play on a change of direction on one of those like jet sweep handoff plays I was talking about earlier, why people don't run him more often. Maybe that's why. Because the speedy guy gets hurt. Who knows? So then there's this really questionable holding call towards the end of the first quarter. They took a Baker Godwin touchdown back. And it was really close. I mean, holding, as anyone says, you can call that anytime. And by anyone, I mean it's me. I'm saying that. And it means the Bucks get held to a field goal. And then what happens? The Ravens march down after the aforementioned Zay Diggs injury. Something very familiar happens. A Lamar to Mark Andrews touchdown. Whoa. Like I've seen one of those before, bruh. These used to be waves on the beach, bruh. Well, now it's back. The waves are back. And I'm sorry, by the way, during this game, that Bucks lineman that's wearing that gigantic helmet, he looks fucking ridiculous, dude. He looks like Marvin the Martian or something. He looks like someone inflated a fake helmet. Like someone just put like a bunch of air into a fake helmet. He looks like a Pit Boy Junior. All right. It's enough. He cares about his safety. Come on, Danny. Baker looks good for the entire segue here. Baker looks good for the entire drive in the second quarter. He has a pass to Evans. On the play, he pulled his hammy. Oh, man. Everyone's getting hurt. Poor Bucks. They lose Evans and Godwin. But that was a great throw that Baker had. And then he does that thing he does, Baker Mayfield, that makes you scratch your head. He holds the ball forever. He does some Big Ben pump fakes. Then he fires a rocket to the right, and it gets picked off. I mean, he held it so long, I saw a turtle outside my window. He watched the play, and he rolled his fucking eyes with boredom. And he left. And then Baker throws a pick. And the defender was in front of him. The wide receiver. The whole time. So Baker sometimes looks like an MVP. And then he makes you go, bro, what the fuck? What are you doing? You know, football is so complicated. I've been watching it for decades. And I just learned something new on Monday Night Football. Aikman was saying how the defender can actually step out of bounds, then establish himself back in bounds, and then pick off the ball, and that is legal. By the way, an offensive player can't do that, but a defensive player can. Did not know that. Maybe it's because the rule book is the size of the Harry Potter franchise. Just saying. And Lamar, going back to the game, has a touchdown called back, a rushing tug called back for holding. Again, holding and pass interference. It's a super questionable holding call. And then you kind of wonder if it's a makeup call. They even said it in the broadcast. Because now they've evened out these terrible holding calls. And they've both taken back. I like taken back. They both taken back touchdowns. They didn't take them back. They took them back. But it's not took them. It's took them. It's like one word. Duke took them. And the Ravens do the thing that the Niners and Shanahan never does. A screen. Because it's always got to be about the Niners. Why don't we run screens? Like, was Shanahan a dog in a past life? Like, he was a dog and then he ran into a screen. And then he was born as Kyle Shanahan. And he's like, Vendetta, Vendetta. I have no idea. But the Ravens run a screen. And what happens? Oh, what a shock. The Bucks bring a blitz, as teams do, overcommit. And boom, touchdown. Then Baltimore had the weirdest possession ever to end the second half. They were highlighting how Henry, supposedly he's healthy, but he's just not being used at all for some reason. And they keep showing him over and over again. Meanwhile, they have a million flags thrown on them. I mean, it's absurd. One after the other. And at one point, this is fucking rare, by the way. You never see this. At one point, it is second and goal. Goal at the 40. The 40. How the Fruit Loops is it second and goal at the fucking 40? Lamar was in shotgun. He was practically at midfield. He was at the logo. The Tampa Bay flag logo. The irony, right? He was at the flag logo. After a drive that had more flags than a UN council meeting. It was ridiculous. More flags than I'd ever seen. Yeah. So what a shock. They ended up getting a field goal out of it. So all is well that ends befuddled and miserable, right? Moving on, third quarter was a lot more flags and a lot more shots of a confused Harbaugh. Just looking around. Followed by an absolute perfect B-O-M-B, Andre 3000 Stankonia. I know it's B-O-B. I know. I added the M. Okay. Lamar bomb. He throws it Ver Purdy. Throws a Ver Purdy spiral. And by the way, if he has that deep ball developed now with the mid-game of Andrews coming back, it's very scurry. It's very scurry. You just hope Flowers isn't, like, really hurt. Later on, after a huge run by King Henry, I mean, when he gets going, man, it's just Matador and let him go into the end zone. That's what I would do. If that was a DB, I'd just go, and there is your touchdown, sir. I'd expect a tip, but it's okay. I'm going to destroy your car. So, anyway, the Ravens get to the goal line, fourth and three, decide to go for it, and Andrews is wide open. Lamar just floats it to him. It looks so nice, so easy. He has that little floater going. And at this point, the game looks pretty much over. 34-10. Ravens are up, have the ball, second down, fourth quarter. And Lamar throws a backwards pass. He throws a backwards pass behind the line of scrimmage to Zay Diggs. And the Bucs take it back for a touchdown. What? A crazy touchdown, too, where, like, the Buck defender, he's, like, carrying, like, a million people. Like, it's a rugby scrum all the way in. It was crazy. But, turns out, he was ruled down. So, no, on that touchdown. That was my best Mutombo. R.I.P. Mutombo. That was my best Mutombo. I couldn't really do it. No. It's like sinister. Well, the Bucs ended up driving down and getting a touchdown. Just to make it a little bit interesting. And it makes me wonder, what are these teams doing in the NFL? I mean, why aren't they just doing halfback dive runs, simple out or crossing pattern passes? Like, they do backwards passes. They do these, like, double reverse, like, oh, we're going to do a flea flicker. Like, dude, what are you guys doing? For no reason. The Ravens do a backwards pass. And I think that was on Lamar, to be honest. But regardless, Tampa Bay scores, gets a two-point conversion. All of a sudden, it looks like a game. And then the Ravens score. They said, no, the game's over. Lamar floats another little perfect spiral to Henry. And yeah, it just, at that point, it was like, all right, Ravens are done. But my last note in this game is, this was hilarious. The Bucs go down, end of the game, score a touchdown, go for two. They're down 41-24. There's 3 minutes left, right? The game's over. They go for two. And then Baker gets sacked on the two-point conversion. And then the cannon guy for the Bucs, the cannon guy was just on it. He fires off the cannons. Boom! Boom! It was so fucking funny. It's almost like he had a DraftKings parlay on, like, the over, and then he needed his quarterback to be sacked. And then when Baker got sacked, he was just super excited. He was just, he had to let everyone know, just boom, boom. Yeah. And then I would talk about the Charger Arizona game being a primetime game, but oh, that's right. Subscription model. Awesome. Thanks a lot, Joe. And thanks a lot, Joe, indeed. Well, there you go. Week 7, NFL, in the books. Been in the books for a while. But at least now, the podcast is in the books. And I can't wait to break down some even older sports and sports moments. I'm actually thinking about breaking down the 1996 Stanley Cup Finals. So get ready for that. All right. Have a good week. Or don't. Have a terrible week if that's your thing. If you're one of those people. What is that? A sadist? A masochist? I'm too lazy to look it up, and it's right there in front of me. Yeah. All right. There you go. Ended on a low note.
Put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me. Give it to me.